Welcome to Passionate and Practical, the art of dreaming, doing, and serving. I'm your host, Lexi, and today's episode is all about picking your word for the year. We are coming to a close in the last several weeks of 2019. It's been a wonderful year. I hope your year has been wonderful. It's been full, and my word for 2019 was thrive. And so as I was thinking about what led me to choose that word, it was really being pregnant with a 9-month-old and really just getting through the holiday season, being pregnant and in the cold with a little one that was just starting to walk. And then in the summer, I gave birth to our little girl. And 2 weeks later, we moved down to Florida and moved our whole lives from Chattanooga to Florida. And we really just in the midst of chaos, just me and my husband decided both of our word was thrive, because we didn't want to just merely survive. We wanted to thrive in the season of chaos. And so that's exactly what we did. And it wasn't all pretty, but we really just wanted to be present, and we wanted to and handle things with grace. And it was by God's grace that we were able to really, really have a great year. So as I'm thinking about 2020, it's a really exciting thing for me, because I've been thinking, what am I lacking? And that's what I want to add to my life. And so 2020's theme is fun. You heard me right, F-U-N, fun. I am so excited about this concept of fun, and what does it look like to put more fun in my life? I have a 5-month-old and I have an almost 2-year-old, and for me, I feel like parenthood is a lot of getting to the next thing. Okay, it's nap time, and then I get to rest for a little bit, and then he wakes up, and then it's feed him, and then put new clothes on him, and then do this, and then do laundry, and then it's a lot of do's. And I realize that when I see other people interact with my kids that aren't with them often, they have a smile and they're having fun with them. And so I don't want to be the person in their lives that is just there to get the tasks done, because I want them to have fun with me, and I want to be someone that is a joyful person for my kids. But I also want it for myself and my marriage. I want it for my marriage because I think that Blake and I are so good for each other in so many ways. Me being an 8, him being a 3 on the Enneagram, we work really well together. But 8s and 3s have something in common, and they're both high achievers. We both really, really want to do things well in life, and we want to make an impact. And sometimes we are so future focused on what we want to accomplish that we forget to just be present in the here and now and enjoy ourselves. And so we're both really goofy people, but we don't often bring it out in each other. And so that's another thing we want to focus on. And I think that if we have fun, it will seep into other areas of our marriage that are not so fun. And we can work on those things by adding fun and date nights and things like that into our routine. And then for me personally, if you know anything about me, I love to be intentional, and the root word of intentional is intense. You know what I mean. And I can be intense sometimes, and I lack lightheartedness. And so this concept of fun is just this great idea of just adding fun to things like the dishes, putting on music when I do the dishes because I hate doing dishes, putting on music when I'm doing sweeping or things like that, and dancing, and not feeling like I have to get it done in a very short amount of time. And that's my little girl. She's making noise. She's on the bed right now looking at me. So cute. Anyways, so 2020 is all about fun. And I realized, maybe you can relate with me, but about a month ago, I went out with one of my mom friends to a mom's night out. And it was these hilarious comedians that are moms, and they just totally are inappropriate, but hilarious. They had champagne spraying all over. They were just cussing, talking about funny things about motherhood and marriage. And it was so relatable because it was so raw and so honest. But the thing that this group of people, even though it was super fun, was missing was being rooted in truth and in love in Jesus Christ, right? So then the other side of it is the events that I'm always a part of, which is ministry and women's ministry at church. And we have a lot of Jesus, but a lot less fun. And so I am convinced that there is a way to marry these worlds where it's like intense and we learn about scripture and we learn about truth and where we're being refined into who God has called us to be. But then we marry that with fun and lightheartedness and joy and peace and just not always thinking that we are not enough. And I think that sometimes, and it's not Jesus that gives us this message, but I think it's ourselves reading into things, that we go to an event and they're talking about patience and how we need to have more patience with our kids or blah, blah, blah. And then we leave instead of feeling inspired to be patient and feeling motivated to have more fun, we feel the heaviness of how impatient we really are, and then we just feel less than. So I have no idea how this is going to happen, and I'm inviting you all into it. And if you have any ideas for how to have fun in women's ministry, please let me know. But I am just so excited to just in 2020, just really focus on having fun in everything, in the chores, in marriage, in friendships, in just alone time with myself, in the car, whatever it is, just adding an element of fun and joy to that space. So if you're anything like me, motherhood can sometimes get you task-oriented rather than person-oriented, which is the little people in your house, and actually seeing them and seeing the smiles and finding what makes them laugh and doing those things and making time to just spend with them and see them. That's all that they really want from us, is they don't care if they have a perfect meal or a perfectly clean house if their mom is frustrated and in a bad mood. They want us, all of us. And so that's just my encouragement to you. So with that being said, I want to help you kind of frame your mind for 2020 and kind of get yourself set up for success in 2020. I think a lot of people set out to have all these ambitious goals, and that's wonderful. Maybe someone's like, I want to lose 20 pounds in 2020. I want to travel to Africa in 2020. I want to do this, whatever these huge, huge goals are. But for me, I found that those just become mountains to climb and often can be just checklists that we just, like in every other part of our world, we make to-do lists and we check it off and we're like, all right, we did it. But we don't enjoy the journey along the way. And so my heart for you would be to just choose one word that you want to be the overarching theme of your life, and then put that into every area of your life. So let's say health is really important to you. Don't make the goal about losing weight or working out a certain amount of times a week, because if you're anything like me, you get to February and then you're like, forget this. I love to reset mini goals throughout the year by starting with the beginning of the month, and then I set my goals per month. And so you reevaluate, what can I accomplish this month? And then you just have 30 days ahead of you, or less or more, depending on the month. But for me, that's so much easier. And then you have a theme throughout the year. And so some of the ways that you can put your word of the year to work is through two things. If you heard me last year, I talked about these things, but one is a prayer journal and one is a goal setting journal, I guess you could call it. A planner, I guess, a goal planner. One prayer journal by Valmarie Paper has transformed my prayer life. It truly is amazing. It gives you prompts for who to pray for, what to pray for, and then you fill in the blanks. So there's space for, oh, my little girl is just talking away. There is space for the heavy stuff. There's space to pray for people in their salvation. There's space to pray for your family, for your friends, for your even your own dreams and your goals. And inviting God into that space is so important and so powerful, because I think sometimes we think our passions and interests are our own, and they're not aligned with the kingdom. Therefore, we have to keep them private from God. But really, A, he knows all of us already, so we should talk to him about these things. And B, if you have a passion for something, chances are he put it there. And so I say invite God into that space. And the prayer journal, just like I said, has transformed my prayer life. And I am really into praying big, bold, specific prayers so that God gets all the glory. Because when I set out to do something and then I check the box, I feel all warm and fuzzy inside and I'm like, wow, look at me, I'm so cool. But when I pray specific prayers and then the mountain to climb is really, really tough and I know I couldn't do it without Jesus, then he gets the glory and it's really, really powerful. So if you want to learn more about praying bold and specific prayers, read the book called The Circle Maker and I'll put the link in the show notes. And then next is Cultivate What Matters 2020 Power Sheets. I am such a fan. Every month you have things that you want to do throughout that month. And there's weekly tasks, daily tasks, you fill in the blank, monthly tasks. That's kind of the task part of it. But throughout the year, you're kind of telling a story of what you want your year to look like. And it's just a really great way to just gather your thoughts and set goals and have a way to kind of keep track of how you've accomplished those things. But the reason I love the prayer journal alongside that is because if we only have the power sheets, then we can get carried away with the work that we put into it and we can join the hustle movement that's going on in today's world, which I am against. I think God calls us to work extremely hard, but when we take it upon ourselves to get to success, then chances are we get there and we look around and it's really lonely, really empty, and we wonder, what the heck am I doing here anyways? But if we allow God to move in us and through our passions and the things that he's called us to do, then he will get the glory again. So I love putting those goal planners with the prayer because it's ultimately up to God if he wants to open those doors for us to do the things that our heart is set on to do. And we just have to trust him with the process as well. Sometimes it's going to take 5 or 10 years before we see the fruit of something that we've worked on or prayed for years and years and years. So anyways, pick a word for the year. And if you are anything like me, you need accountability through your prayer journal and the Cultivate What Matters power sheets. So if you want to talk more about that, I am happy to chat with you about it and kind of set you up there. I'm actually hosting a monthly group to go through those two things. So I'm really, really, really love those resources. So I'd be happy to talk to you about setting up your goal planner or your prayer journal if you feel overwhelmed by that. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. This was not a super planned out podcast, but I just wanted to come to you and just encourage you to start thinking about your word for the year. And then don't be overwhelmed by all of the big, hairy, audacious goals. I always say this terrible, terrible quote, but it's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that is the truth. So think of your year in 1 month chunks and then set goals from there instead of looking at your whole year. Wow, I have a whole year to get this accomplished. 365 days. What am I going to do? Set daily habits to make better choices, but do not be discouraged by these crazy goals. And don't feel discouraged if anything that you set out to do this next year doesn't get done, because if you're praying and you're asking God to open doors and you're being faithful and obedient, then that is what matters. So ladies, you are infinitely valuable. You are created with a unique set of gifts, skills, and talents created by our God for his purpose and his glory. So go and be his hands and his feet to this broken world. Get it. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. If this message has encouraged you, then please click to subscribe and share with a friend who may be inspired by the message. Also, if you have an event coming up and you're looking for a speaker, click the link below to get in touch with me.